Well, how many was here last Sunday and you heard me preach about loving people? Anybody remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, well, the Lord has let me do that all week long. You better be careful what you preach. You get awesome opportunities. And when we have to learn that when God puts something in our hands, we become stewards of it. And what God's put in our hands this morning is He's put children in our hands. And it's Mother's Day, but, you know, mothers and fathers alike can listen to this word today. As we get an opportunity to put our hands on the children of the future, it is such a blessing to our life. And there's nothing that aggravates me more to hear a parent say, you've heard me say this before, oh, that kid's bad. Don't ever say your kid's bad. And remember, when you do, they're usually like their parents. Y'all didn't laugh at that. So don't ever speak over your children the bad. But remember, when you see them and you see these beautiful kids that God put in your hands, remember that God's given you an opportunity to mold something into a greater fashion of what He created them to be. And it's such a privilege. And so today I want us to stand, all the men in the house, all the kids in the house, and let's give moms a big hand. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, moms. Y'all deserve a big hand today. You know why God chose women to have babies? Because men are too big of sissies. Come on. Can I get a better amen? 9 months. Woo, Jesus. Help us, Lord. So, moms, you're very special today. Very special. I'm looking forward to next Saturday. I will hope everybody, even if you're visiting today, I hope that you come out and be with us next Saturday as we have a great family time. We're going to have crawfish and games and fun, and it's going to be a great time, so please come out for that. So I'm excited about God's community and what God is doing right now, and I'm excited about you. I'm excited about what God's doing in your life, and I'm excited about the goodness of God that's resting upon this house. There's a lot of favor resting upon this house, and I want us to plug into the favor of God that's on this house and just embrace what God's speaking and what God's doing and coming together as a family and celebrating the goodness of God. I'm excited about the series that we're in about community. And today I'm going to be talking about community. And you've heard me say this a bunch of times, that the first church that God created was not this right here. The first church God created was family. And it was long before there was a congregation, there was family. And he put a lot of emphasis on that and on family. And today, as we dedicate this family to the Lord and this baby to the Lord, we're understanding that family is the heart of God. And that's why the enemy comes against our family so oftentimes. It's not just that we wake up one day and there's just this distraction or this problem, but the enemy hates family because family represents the very thing that God created first. And so we bless you. Now, there's people here today, you've gone through situations, maybe you've been through divorces, maybe there's women here today that hasn't had children that would love to have children. Maybe there's single moms here today that are struggling to raise your children, and it is a struggle. I'm amazed by some of the things that our single moms do. Incredible. But I want you to know that in the middle of all of these things, that God is so in love with you. He so cares about you, and He doesn't put any shame on your life. He doesn't put any, He's not speaking evil against you. And whatever society says about you, you ought to throw those things off and say, hey, I'm a lover of God, and He's a lover of me, and He cares about me. And it's a beautiful thing to know that God makes up the difference where we fall short. Amen? And listen, we all fall short. And so God makes up the difference in the areas where we fall short. And He brings us up to a higher standard. He never leaves us where He finds us. And that's such a beautiful thing. So I just want you today to embrace that. Just say, you know, if God is for us, then who in the world could be against us? He is on my side, and He is faithful to me, and I love, love, love Him. Today, I want to just share with you a few things of how important it is and how women are influencers, or mothers are influencers of what goes on in the world today. And if we look behind every great man and every great leader, there's always usually a story of a mother who was helped guiding them along their way and correcting them and correcting their past. And someone sent me a text this morning and is talking about all these great heroes in the Bible. And all the names that we name off of the great heroes in the Bible. But what about the little boy who brought the loaves and fishes that Jesus broke? His mom got up that morning and probably packed him a meal. Mom, the mom that was never mentioned was probably a part of the miracle that we never see because she was concerned about that. Sometimes you may not be the hero in the story around you, but you're a hero because you're a mom. You're a hero because you're touching lives and you're changing lives. And so that's very, very powerful. One of the greatest moms on earth was not here this morning. She was going to be here, but we've been in the middle of moving and she's a little achy. And so she'll be here in a minute. But one of the greatest moms on earth is my wife. And I'm always amazed at how I watch her just be this super mom. But I remember, and you've heard me tell this story before, but it kind of leads into what I'm going to talk about today, is I remember before we had children that my wife could sleep through anything. I'm not kidding you. She could sleep through a storm. A truck could run through the house. You could blow off fireworks all night long. She's actually slept through fireworks banging, and I couldn't sleep. There's popping fireworks all night long. Through a tornado one time, she slept through a tornado, and we talked about the storm the next morning. She goes, "What storm?" And I thought, oh my God, we can't have kids. This is going to be a disaster. If we have kids, they will die in their sleep because she'll never hear them. It's just, or I'm going to be up all night. I guess that's probably what I was worried about most. Is all this is going to fall on me? We can't have kids. But it was so amazing that when we had kids that our kids could sneeze. Or our kids could whimper. Or there could be a certain sound that would come from the bedroom. And boom, she'd be out of bed like lightning to hit her. And she would run to that because a mother's instinct, just jumping up and responding. What happens when a mother becomes a mother? Something supernatural happens in them. Something powerful happens. There's something that goes off in a mother's being when they become a mother, when a woman becomes a mother. And she's an amazing mother. I'm telling you, I was just talking to my mom on the way. She would kill me if she knew I was talking about this. But I was talking to my mom on the way here this morning. And I just talked about my wife. My wife has worked so hard the last week or so getting this house ready to move. And I quite honestly have gone and sat down on the couch. And she's just still flying around me. And I'm realizing that I really am almost 9 years older than her. And she's just incredible, incredible. And she responds to the heart of her kids. Listen, if you want to make mama pool, none of y'all have probably ever seen Angela mad, but if you want to make her mad, mess with her kids. Come on, that mama bear come out. Like where did that come from? Because she's a real mom, and I know that you are too. And I'm talking about her today, but really I'm talking about moms today. You moms, y'all can be quiet and shy and meek until somebody messes with one of your cubs. And then all of a sudden, this angry bear comes out. That's what moms do. They're defenders. They're incredible. And I love that about moms. I'm going to talk about the heart of a mom this morning. The heart of a mom is caring. It's discerning. It's helpful. It's persistent. Persistent. Come on, a mom has to be persistent. When you're raising kids, you got to be persistent. Can you say, how many of you moms ever thought, I'm saying the same thing over and over? Come on, moms. Can I get a witness in the house? Like, have I said this before like 200 million times? I say it over and over again. Persistent because you're teaching, you're training, and you're persistent. And then a mom is full of faith. They have the faith in their children. They have faith to believe that they can do anything. They have the faith to say, hey, even when it's not good, they go, oh, you're so good. You're doing such a good job. They have the faith to speak that into existence, to speak life into their children and help them to become who God created them to be. So I want to honor all the moms who have persevered, who have stayed the course, who have raised their children because not because they have to, because they get to. Moms, you do a great job. And so oftentimes the mom's job is thankless and the expectations are unbelievable. Everybody wants you to be a super mom. They want you to show up big. So a mom needs to be a nurse and a doctor and a caregiver. She needs to function without sleep or with very little sleep. She needs to get up before the kids get up, and she needs to go to bed after the kids go to bed. And she needs to serve all the time. And then especially to those single moms, they're expected to wear so many different hats, and they do so many amazing things. I'm completely blown away at some of the things I see single moms do. And then those married moms, then they have to do all this for the kids, and then they have to put on this hat of romance when daddy comes home and be all romantic after I've been slaving all day with a vacuum cleaner in my hand. And I remember someone saying one time, they said, you know, oh, one this guy told me, said, my wife can do that. She don't do anything but watch kids. And I was like, dude, what did you just say? You see, there was a season of my life when I homeschooled our kids and my wife worked. It was the worst 9 months of my life. Yeah. I remember one day I called my wife at work and I said, baby, I think you got to come home right after work because I'm postpartum and I've already got the tub full of water. I'm just going to drown all three of these kids if you don't hurry home. I'm losing my mind. And I, after that, I would almost fight a man when he would say, well, all a mom does is watch kids. I'm like, hey, buddy, shut up. Until you've done it for 9 months or a year, you better keep your mouth shut. Because that's the hardest work. I'd rather dig a ditch to China than to stay at home with kids every day and night for 9 months. Moms are special. Moms are incredible. Come on, somebody. And I got good kids. I don't know. So moms are amazing. Moms are expected to be sweet and nice the whole time they're doing all this. You know, like, hey, your mom, you're supposed to always be sweet. Have a great attitude. Being a mom is tough. I know many moms often feel they don't feel valued. They feel undervalued, unappreciated, unrecognized. And from kids who don't recognize all that you do, and from husbands that don't appreciate all that you do, and from a society that does not value the role of motherhood. But I want to say today, moms, you're the most powerful people on the planet. And I say that sincerely. I'm not saying that just because it's Mother's Day. I truly believe that moms are the most powerful people on the planet. They're amazing. And you have to stay in the fight. But even though it's hard, God has designed the heart of a mom to be the reflection of his own heart. God is, he took his own heart, and a mom reflects the heart of God. And all that she does, how many things I just named off that God does for us? He's faithful to us. He works, he gives, he serves, he provides, he heals, he does all of these things. He puts up with us when we're off course. He stays faithful to get us back on course. God has put the heart, his own heart, in the heart of mothers. And he even said that in Isaiah 66 and 13. He says, as a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. There's something special about how a woman cares for children. Whether that child is naturally born or adopted or someone who just sees a child that needs help and they come alongside them and they mentor them. I know there's ladies in this church today that have never had children of their own, but I've watched these ladies nurture other children, love on other children, raise up and touch the lives of other children. So today we say Happy Mother's Day even to those who may have not naturally had a child, but you've loved kids and you've cared about kids, and we celebrate you as well today. And people, and these ladies come from different walks of life and different places. Ladies who've, moms who've helped raise kids, and they've done some amazing things to help kids that have been in very difficult situations, and they've stayed faithful to that. And that, to me, is amazing. So today we just celebrate the heart of mothers. Throughout history, I've watched how mothers influence, and I was thinking about one particular person. I looked it up, and I won't spend but a minute on this, but Ben Carson's mother was amazing. Now, if you ever looked at Ben Carson's mother, I picked this story up when he was running for president, and it just intrigued me, and I looked into the story a little deeper. But Ben Carson's mother, we got married at 13 years old. Come on, somebody. And she married a much older man who actually had another family. And she didn't know for all the years that she was married to him that he actually had another family. And so at 8 years old, they divorced, and she raised the Carson kids on her own. But one powerful thing is that Miss Carson was not able to read or write herself, but she wanted her kids to do something amazing. She wanted them to do something great, and she believed in them. And so instead of taking her deficit and passing along her deficit upon them, she told them they could be something great. Instead of saying, look what I've not done, she said, look what you can do. And so she would tell them if they wanted to watch TV, I think we're going to try this at our house, iPad, TV, telephone. If she wanted them to, if they wanted to watch TV, they had to go to the library and they had to write a book report on two books every week. Come on, somebody say every week. And that's how they got to watch TV. And so they educated themselves. They learned to be self-educated, even in these difficult schools and difficult places they were in. And so she taught them they could be anything that they wanted to be. And Dr. Ben Carson has written books that are far beyond my ability to understand, and most of us in this room. And he was a great doctor and a great man. But he gives all the credit. When he goes back and you see the credits of his life, he gives those credits back to a mom who said, look, I believe in you. I believe in you. And I want to say this morning, moms, you really send their kids into this great opportunity for their life that they may not even know or understand now, but you're helping them to understand that one day God has something bigger for you in your life than what you see right now. And so I think it's very cool that we understand that it's mothers who set the order. We find in Exodus, the second chapter, we find a story of a young Levite woman and how she helped her son to become great and didn't even probably know at the time, but she was caring for her son. And this little woman had this baby, and the Egyptians were under persecution. I mean, the Hebrews were under persecution from the Egyptians, and they were killing all the male children. And so she hid this baby for 3 months. And then after the baby was to a certain point where she couldn't hide him anymore, she made a little basket, and she put this basket into the water, and she sent this basket floating down the river. Now, you know that had to be hard on a mom to put her kid in this basket and hide it in the bushes of the river, floating in the river. And so she sent her daughter out to watch over this child from a distance, from afar. And as she watched over the child, the story goes on to say, and I have it, but I won't read all of it for the sake of time today. Just let me paraphrase it. And as she was watching over this child, Pharaoh's daughter came down and she saw the baby. And I love this little maneuver right here where the sister ran and said, hey, I'll get someone to nurse that baby for you. And she went and got the mother of that child to nurse the baby so that the baby could have health. And so as the mother who put the child in the river was able to get paid, how many mothers would like to get paid for raising your kid? Come on, somebody. That's a good story right there. She got paid for raising her own kid. That's pretty awesome. And so through the years, she finds out as she was raising his kids, this young man raises up to be the leader of Israel, Moses. And oftentimes when we're raising kids, we don't understand that what we're holding in our hand is the potential like we've never seen before. Maybe God give us this gift and we're thinking about changing diapers. We're thinking about all the things that are going on in life. But really what's happening is God put in your hands the future and the destiny of a whole generation, the future of a whole nation, the future of every sermon preached, every preacher's ever preached about Israel. Here we preach about Moses, and he was leading these great people out. This little baby now becomes the leader of a nation. And here's what I want to say to you this morning. These children that we hold in our hands are the leaders of greatness. What you hold in your hand today may be the leader of a whole nation, or it may be just the leader of one that matters. Whether it's one family or whether it's a nation is not really the deal. What matters is what you're putting in them and what you're speaking into their life is bigger than what you see in front of you. And so I want to encourage you today, moms, as you leave this place today, we celebrate you because you're doing something amazing. Amazing. You're doing something that's really the hands, the heart, and the purpose of the kingdom of God. So here's what I want you to think about. I don't want you to think about babies just as babies anymore, little Johnny or little Susie, but I want you to think about them as kingdom. God put in my hands a kingdom principle here, a kingdom product, a kingdom purpose. I hold in my hands today the very thing that God placed upon this earth for a reason. And before all the worlds were framed, man, if you've been to this church more than one time, you've heard me say this. Before all the worlds were framed, God created this child. He thought about this child. He planned this baby's life. But then he chose you to steward it. And so he puts this baby in your hand, and he's put this kingdom in your hand. He's put this purpose in your hand. And every word that you speak over that child's life has power. Every prayer that you pray over that child's life has power. And you break every curse that's ever been spoken over that child when you speak the name of Jesus over them. And so you send them into their destiny, into their future, to do something amazing for God. So what you're doing today and what you've been doing over the last few years, and if you're a grandmother here today, I want to talk to you for just a moment. Man, grandmas have so much power. Grandmas, you could speak into those grandchildren's life. I was going to do this today. I didn't have time to study it all out, to be honest with you. But I want to just talk about it just for a moment. The scripture tells us that the elderly should speak to the younger. There should be mentoring and raising up the younger. So oftentimes, I don't want this to sound like a rebuke. I want it to sound like a word of encouragement to you today. So oftentimes, you get your grandmothers, you get old, you think, man, you know, what's there for me to do? So we just buy toys and we throw parties and we put babies on our knees and we give them the candy that their parents don't want them to have. And all of those things to spoil them. But really, honestly, you're speaking life into them. If we would take them along our side and just begin to mentor these mothers, mentor these next generation. I was with a young lady the other day, and it's been a couple of months ago, and she was talking about getting married. And I asked her a question. I said, so tell me, how do you cook? She goes, no, I don't cook. I said, well, don't you think you ought to learn how to cook before you get married? And she's like, no, my mom don't cook. I said, oh, awesome. I said, so what did y'all eat growing up? She goes, McDonald's, Burger King, pizza. I said, well, why don't your mom cook? She goes, well, her mom didn't cook either. And I thought for a second, at first it was funny, and then it wasn't funny. And I thought about what's happening to our generation. I'm not just talking about food today, but we're not teaching the next generation how to live. How to function, how to go about their life, how to just do the basics of life, how to pay your bills, how to cook. Because when we break down these little moments, these little things that are like, oh, that's not really that important, but it is important. But the bigger question that I thought about is what are we teaching them about the kingdom of God? If we're not teaching them how to cook, which most everybody likes to eat, what are we teaching them about Jesus? What are we teaching them about the things of the Spirit? What are we teaching them about their relationship with God? And so I want to encourage you moms today. Listen, what you're doing is so important. Changing diapers is really important. How many saw that thing that was on Facebook this week where this crazy person said we ought to ask permission to change a baby's diaper? This world has lost its mind. Hey, Billy, can I change your diaper? We got so far. Never mind. That was a little rabbit. Listen, it's more than just changing diapers. It's changing lives. And so today we celebrate you. Today we encourage you. Today we say we speak into your life. And today what I want to do is I want you to stand. And I want to pray over every mother in this house. And can we have all the mothers stand? And I want to pray over every mother in this house today. Every mother's house, every grandmother. You know what I want to do? Let's do this back. I want all the women in the house to stand, young and old. I want to pray over all of you. Because if you're not a mother, you're going to be one. Amen. 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 So let's pray over. Father, we just thank you today that you created all these beautiful women. to be moms. We pray today for the moms that are in this place, the grandmothers, those who one day will be mothers, that you anoint them with a very special anointing. There's no gift that we can give out. There's no prize that we can give away. There's no words that can be said that can really express the beauty of these women here today, these ladies, chosen by God to do what only they can do, to nurture, to raise up, to encourage, to speak life, to call destiny. The very thing, God, they created to do, God, is to call destiny and speak future into the next generation. So, God, we anoint them with wisdom today, with understanding, with compassion, with love. Where there's been hurt, we pray for healing. Where there's been disappointments, we pray for encouragement. Where there's been places of I don't understand and I don't know which way to turn, we pray for understanding and wisdom. God, let your anointing just come across this room today. Maybe there's mothers here today that their children, for whatever reason, for whatever situation, there's been a brokenness between mom and children. We pray for hearts to be mended today, God. We pray for your anointing to come like the rain, God, like a refreshing, God. Holy Spirit, come right now in this room. Heal hearts today. Heal hearts today. Bring peace today, oh God. Let your Spirit, Lord, just come and fill. And we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Can the rest of the congregation stand? Thank you, Lord, for families. And where there's been brokenness, God, we pray, God, for healing. Bring us together. Encourage us. Pour your love out upon us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.